I did unthinkable. I forgot to put extra windows. Extra web windows. So the radio went off. Oh boy. Okay, I'm back. So anyway, should I repeat what I said? Maybe not. Yeah, why not? The aquarium in Berlin. I'll do a cookie. The only time I've seen something like that was in Fry's, in California. That's what I said. Then I went to the Antedino's. Like, they need a little more pizzazz. They do. Really do. I mean, they're getting better. But, to host Good Morning NTD, need a little more. Right. The other one, Stefania. Stefania. She has the character. She's like acting a little bit. So that helps. Then I was mentioning news. If you act too much, or are you just reading off AP? Mainstream, then are you a news presenter, or are you just actor or actress? Just like if AP give me AP give me a list, like I'm a radio person, I have to read off AP, then I'll read it first and I get the feeling of it, then present it, right? Now, am I voice acting? Or am I free? Like, more flowy? But if I do a good job that people cannot tell, then... So, what's the other news? What's in the... I don't know... this whole doxing and, you know, the TikTok is getting blocked. I don't know what else. And the FTX probe all have their hands in FTX. So, whoa. It's a master plan. They planned this all the time. They want to control. It's like, how do you regulate individual wallets? You can regulate exchanges, but if the exchange is being done on a personal computer, what do you do? Well, you transfer, but he can't really do that. It's just like, you know, somebody give me cash. Here, some cash. Old school coins. And quarters, whatever. There's no serial numbers on them. Right? I mean, you might get fingerprints, but just... somebody give me $100 for their quarters. How do Fez... trace that, other than you take it to a bank or something and say, can I exchange it or cash, fiat, or something else? You know, fiat they can trace because the serial code. I think that's what they want with Bitcoins. We want to put a serial code. Like, you can't do that. Won't work. So they're freaking out. Trying really hard. So my thing is that I think a lot of people will listen to this. Not a lot of people, like 4 people that listen to this podcast understand that. I think it was a setup. The whole FTX was a setup to get regulation. Because it's untaxable. They can't regulate. They don't know where it is. They don't know who has what. Only the ones like, oh, I report my BTC earnings. So you have this much. But do they know the transactions of each day it's happening? No, not really. So it's kind of like, it's in a weird area. I don't know. To me, it's Bitcoin, like the word coin, makes sense because coins cannot be traced unless you, you know, do something with it inside the coins, but mostly you can't. How do you trace that? Even like silver coins, gold coins, unless they're in a package, they pack a little pack with all the serial numbers on them, so it's authenticated. You transfer those, but the ones that are not in the package, they're just regular silver being transferred back and forth. What do you know? As if they were the people say, oh, you can trace like gold bars and all that. That's a whatever thing. But what about silver? Silver bars? Do they, somebody smelt it and it's untraceable? So I think, to me, that's what Bitcoin is. Crypto is totally different. Crypto, well, now we, people having, it's like, they think crypto's crypto, Bitcoin is Bitcoin. My thing is, Bitcoin is Bitcoin, all coins are all coins. So all coins you can trace, yeah, kind of. But BTC itself cannot, would never work. They're trying, these guys are trying, if we want to put, someone through the news a little bit, I was doing something. Kind of missed my mark with 10 o'clock, so I'm doing the 10 later. 10 o'clock later. I saw a title on your post, and I don't know if you need to read it. Anonymous online activities. Web of denial. Digital footprint. Be careful what you say on the web. Who you are. The link to your official email account or not. What about VPNs? What do you know? What's what? So a whole bunch. I mean, I heard this story before. The millennials and Gen Z, they were like, why didn't I get a job? Why? Because my digital footprint wasn't great. It's like, yeah, you gotta be careful with that stuff. Be careful. This girl said, TikTok user Xiumiu was shocked when her potential employer found her activity online and rescinded their job offer because of it. Yeah, be careful. How to cover your digital tracks. How do you do it? There's a guy always showing you how to do it. My thing is just, you know, use a way. You wanna criticize something, you wanna do something. I would say don't do it don't make those comments. They just want to be popular or stuff. No, think about what you're gonna do. If it's gonna be nefarious, or it's gonna be one of those things, people just your potential employer look at him like, you're a nice person, but this no, we don't accept. Create a different account. I don't know if you can do it. You can use VPN. This is a trick I learned a long time ago. VPN, like I have a VPN. You could go any country around the world. Then you sign up email using that country. Now, is that illegal? Probably. Then you do it in your country. Could be illegal. Depends on where you are. Use a different name. I don't know. But if you're going to use your face, it's like employers, they don't care if you're condescending on your own time, but if you show the whole world you're like this, no, you can trace back. And that's now what represents our company. And sorry, you don't get the job. Yeah. Like, ooh, tough. Digital footprint. Yeah. So, I mean, I learned that a long time ago. So I tried not to do certain things. But then again, I'm doing this podcast. If I decide to work for someone in the future, they can look in, they can listen to my podcast and be like, we don't like the way you say this. The amount, right? So, most of my podcasting, I'm trying to do it in such a way as I won't burn myself that much in the future. And that's all you have to do. But as like opinions on government and stuff, like yeah, whatever. Trying to do a bypass. I'll say yeah, they're not doing cool things. And everybody knows they're not doing cool things. Then I'll say it. If there's more than 50% of the people or whoever's doing that, whoever's interested or commented, it's over 50% of some opinion or something. I'll say a little bit about it. Otherwise, no. It's too risky. But here's the thing. Should a company look at your digital footprint? Should that be it? Or should they look at it? You do good work. We like you. Should digital footprint be part of it or not? Right? Or should it be just like, oh, we've seen it, but if you want to work here, you have to sign an agreement. You would not say these things. But then that's like freedom of speech. So it's weird. Yeah. You have to be careful. This person got 4.1 million views. Maybe she should just be a TikTok influencer. No? Maybe be a digital footprint influencer. Probably make more money. Have a product. Have a shirt. This. My digital footprint sucks. Maybe make a t-shirt like that and sell it if you get even 1/10 of 4.1 million. You made 400. Even could sell a t-shirt with the cost and the stuff. Maybe you get like $5 each. That's a lot. You can get a cool $1 million. Right? Like, you can use that. So this is one article. I saw it just, wow. Well, I was warned. In the beginning of internet, the first time we went from dial-up to cable, changed everything. The first Twitter, the first tweet, the first Google thing, first YouTubes. I still remember YouTube and where they were. I mean, it was 480p, it was something higher, the resolution, then it changed to 720 right away, then 1K over a few years, 1080p, 4K came out. Took a little while, but they caught on. Now I got 4K. 4K cameras came out. So, well, okay, we gotta put 4K. And they backtrack a little bit. You gotta be paid or something to see 4K, which, but 2K is fine. I do 2K videos. Yeah, okay. Clear enough. I don't need it. 4K is really for production value. If your channel is that popular, you want that 4K. You shoot in 4K above. Yeah, makes sense. If you're introducing a product and you want people to see it, yeah. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Better off with 1080p. Faster. Upload and slow. And then today, I'm looking at the WorldCoin index. Whoa, everything dropped. Oh my god. Sell. I don't know. Maybe. It's a bad news. I don't know. I don't care. I look at it in the long term. That's what it is. But it's funny, look at the chart, BTC down like this, either the same graph, Ripple has the same graph, Binance coin sort of thing, Litecoin, DOJ, similar, it's Cardano, Polygon, what the top, almost everyone, even Solana is like, Chainlink, Filecoin, Avalanche, Shiba Inu. They all follow BTC. Funny. I still remember the first time. It was like 2 years ago. When I saw the graphs. I was first introduced to a WorldCoin index. I'm like, look at it. Yeah. It was a coin gecko, which is okay, but I like WorldCoin Index because you can see the chart. Now everybody has it, but I like the chart, you can see it. Then it was like, huh, it's the same wave format. Might as well copy paste. Jeez. All the same, they were writing off Bitcoin. Wow. So now we got another one exchanged with a weirdness. Elon is fine. OKX. Well, I mean, your partner is with well, here's the thing. You can partner with anybody. Yeah, if this stuff falls, if the exchange falls, yeah. Even with the big names, I mean, this one's McLaren F1, so I'm like, ooh. Transparency. The transparency you will not, I don't know. I'll bet because Elon followed it. It's going to be making monies. Always does. Even if you hate him, whatever, anything he touches, like, eventually, even the Twitter thing now with the doxing ban, and you suspend if you dox people. Yeah. If you follow people. Let me see. Doxing. I'm looking up doxing. The definition of doxing. Compiling and releasing a dossier for personal information on someone. There's like huge, huge lawsuits with doxing. Since the first time I heard about it. Which is, this person's doxing me. I'm gonna sue. And it happened. Like, oh, so what's this doxing? I thought it was something else. Like, oh, okay. I thought it was like, you took somebody's information, personal information, you put online. That's what doxing is, right? So everybody can see. Even though that person is like, I don't want people to see this. Why are you putting it? Doxing. I thought it was because you're a doctor. And so it's the information you got from this person, but you changed it, so it's totally opposite. Make this person look really bad. On doxing. I thought that was doxing. There are read a few court cases. I'm like, oh, okay, let's see. This is the one which is, it's like, it's from the UFO community. People say, I saw these aliens and the other person's like, no, you're lying. Start doxing their information, like where they live, what did they do previously, what did they chat, what did they do in their forums, what did they write. So, they're not cool. Practice revealing personal information without one's consent predates the internet. Yes. I'm on Kaspersky. Kaspersky.com. Their definition. So doxing is like home address, work detail, personal number, social security number, bank account, credit card, private correspondent. Criminal history, personal photos, embarrassing personal details. Those stuff. Cyberbullying. Yeah, it's kind of, because it's similar. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at some tech stuff. And I probably, a lot of people have been reviewing the new monitor by, I forgot who was it. But it's bendable OLED. So you can curve it or flatten it. I'm like, oh, cool. It's like $2,000. Like, oh. I don't know. But I mean, I can see it being $2,000 because OLED is kind of expensive. Nice, no, it's nice and sharp. Images, like, yeah, like, woo. Is it worth it? I don't know. Why would you want that? I would. I'm just like, do I need one of those? Corsair, that's it. Corsair. Corsair Xenon. Flex. It's like, I have an ultra wide. It's a IPS, which is fine. It's like, you don't get to see the black of the darkness. Like, I don't care about that. Come on. I don't have time for that. And it's cheap, too. It's like one-third price. And this thing is expensive. And with the tax and stuff, it was $2,000, so it was like 2,100 maybe. I mean, it's cool, but this the start. Just like when the first digital camera came out. I still have one. It's Kodak. I have a Kodak one. It was something like $300 with 2 megapixel camera. But now look what we have. $200. You can buy a phone. $200 or $300, and buy a phone with a 50 megapixel. So it's the beginning of something. Unless, of course, you're the we copyright this setup. You cannot have it. Nobody else can. I don't think so. I think there are going to be more people like, hey, we'll pay you something. Then can we have it? Can we build our own? I think that's what's going to happen. But this the starting point with the flexible display. So when I saw the reviews, first thing came out of my head was, you know, you can put that inside a car. You can put on the roof, like the moon roof. Now they have the whole piece. You can put that whole OLED piece. You can plug it in, right? Then you can put it outside, inside. Wouldn't that be great? Ooh, I'm bought a plate. Well, actually, no, you can't do that. But imagine the whole car is like wrapped with this OLED thing. The whole car can change the color. I mean, they have those. I've seen them, but not like OLED though. So it's the beginning of something like that. And I can see it going forward, like SpaceX. I mean, they have the spaceship they have. So a touch screen. So I can see maybe it'll be on the walls of the ship. I can even see, like, imagine your chair is sitting on something like this. I don't know what for, but why not? Anywhere you can have curves. Now you can put this thing when it gets cheap, and you will have 240 hertz refresh rate. It's like, wow. Now this is only 45 inch, so imagine somebody make a couple hundred. immersive experience. And then instead of the QHD, like 3440, 1440 ratio, imagine having like 6880 times 1440. It's like having two of these things and then you wrap around. Then that will solve a lot of the simulator things, right? You get a full wrap around. You can have a two inputs, say, I want this side of the screen display this, and that one display that. Or maybe there's a software and say, just go wide. Right? So it's changing. Beginning. Like, wow. Holy cow. And it's calibrated. OLED. It's like, it's already calibrated. It's like, going to change. The world's changing. Is it better? Not better? I don't know. OLED's better with a blue screen. The blueness. Whatever. Because no, I got IPS. I have to turn on the blue screen, like whatever, 80% or something. Otherwise, just get really tired looking at things. Not much. Well, the white and the gray has a slight yellow to it, so, which is fine. I'm okay with that. That's like paper to me. When we used to calibrate our monitors, we get the same, similar color. Cool stuff coming out. New chips too, I heard. New bigger chip. AMD has a new bigger chip. Big, massive. Why do you need that? I don't know. Do I need that? I don't know. Anybody need that? I don't know. But, you know, affordable stuff, bendable stuff, it's coming. I think it's going to get more advanced, and hopefully one day those foldable phone will have a crease. That'll be the day. I'll be like, wow, this stuff is smooth, man. Okay, so what else? Nothing else? Nah. Not really. There's some boat coming out. Oh yeah, there's the whole thing with the. I've been reading here and there. I'm not going into details, but there's two sides with this new AI thing, AI art. And of course now the AI retouching where you don't even need retouchers anymore. One makes somebody old, can make somebody old, make somebody young, make different skin color, different skin, change their eyes, change their whatever, face, prop them on somebody else's body. Or a generated body, you don't know. It's getting to, yeah, it's, you can't tell the difference. Is it good and bad? I don't know, really. Like, part of me really think about this. Like, no, I kind of glad that AI can retouch. Because in old days, when we retouch, it was a pain in the butt, it took forever. But now it's just like automatic. You can do it on the camera too. Camera has artificial intelligence to smooth out your skin. Like, maybe that's better. Like, I don't know. I mean, people pay me doing the things, but just it's a little tedious, you know. And right now, if I have that portfolio, people would be like, eh, we don't need, we got AI, we don't need you, we got machine learning, we don't need you, right? If in one day, imagine with the camera, have like drones, remember, like DJI will have something like 200 megapixel. It would take your picture just like a photographer would, because you know it's got the photographer AI in it. It's like, guess what? All the photographers in the world, job's gone. It's done. It's automated. Everything's automated. It's like, what's the point to do it then? I would say do it because it's artistic, because it's like a tradition. It's like learning the process. You know. Just like what I said to met a few photographers. I don't know if they are real good ones or not, but I always tell them, get that first shot correct. Then you take a few other shots. But they don't. They just go, click, press down, click, 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 until they get the one that's like, oh yeah. It's not how you do it. It's like, I look at the person, look at wherever I'm taking, prepare myself with the lighting and stuff. Then depends on what the camera is. It's plus or minus bracket. I just fool around with that. I do it. The first one usually is correct. It's the one I pick. So get it right the first time. That is a skill set. Even one day you don't even need that anymore, but it's art. That, to me, that's art. Art form. Like, you learn the process. Just like cooking. One day it's going to be replicators. Right? It's like, hey, computer, replicate this for me. Computer makes it, it's perfect. And you eat it, it's like, that's kind of all the good stuff, you know. What about the art form of cooking? Maybe there are people like, I like to do the old way. Feels nice. Like, just this thing, the artistic thing about it. Just like, you know, you look at all these new cars, all this stuff, all they're building it on computers, but they still do a clay version. There's a reason for that. Not just wind tunnels and stuff. It's art form. You learn to appreciate. It's the appreciation. Just like I said with the photography. You get the first, second correct shot, you learn to appreciate what you learn from practicing. Like in the old days, well, today you don't, it's all digital information, but in the old days, we used to write down where we're taking, where we are, and what time of day, to the camera settings, and a notebook. Click. How many shots you took. Which one is what? It's more plot, like more lighting, less lighting, more aperture, less aperture. Then you pull that all together. It was a learning experience. when you write it down, you actually memorize it in your head. So a lot of us studied film camera, knew about lightings. And when you switch to digital, it was just like, oh yeah, okay, look at my camera, okay, look around, look at the lighting objects, like, yeah, here's the setting. It's automatic. Even though I do take it for granted, but it was a process. That's the art form. One portion of art form. Then you, of course, you position everything correct. And if you're not doing the studio lighting, going outside, you gotta find the perfect lighting, right? So that itself is art. Thing. As far as future, like, who cares? I could just do that, just type in this AI thing in query, it will give me this. It's not the same. It's never the same. When it's analog, even though a digital device is, but you approach it analog, it's different. Just like what I said with the artificial intelligence retouching. But there's something about that. There are certain things cannot describe. A person's eyes can see much better when you do little pieces at a time. Instead of AI just like, yeah, let's just go plop, plop, plop. There. It's still machine. It's still not, it doesn't have the human touch. And I don't even know. I don't know if artificial intelligence will have human touch. So it has to be supplement with human touch. Otherwise, there's overabundance of AI generated NFTs. Is it gonna kill businesses? Kill that businesses? I never got the NFT thing. To me, it just seems like they want a catalog. They want to catalog everything. That's why it's NFT. Like, control? Could it be? We don't know. I don't know. So, I think this is it for Friday. Big stuff coming. Yeah. Christmas. You got 1 week left. Pretty much. From today. The next Friday will be the last day. Maybe you can squeeze in Saturday morning. Maybe some food and stuff. But one more week for the gifts. Doesn't have to be big. Just put some meaning. Don't just say, hey, oh, well, you got me this. I'll give it that. Like, afterthought. No, mean it. Have a meaning. Even the other person don't give you meanings, do it. You do it because that's what the human touch. That's with the human touch. You don't want to be a robot, do you? Or are you already a robot? I get people ask me that question. Even though it's not a question, it's just trying to make you think avant-garde thing. From the tech world and from the UFO, people who say, it's already a simulation. How do you know you're not a robot? It's like, or you're like biological robot. I'm like, I don't don't think biological robots have these soul experiences from the past. Well, even right now I am no longer. I'm flesh and blood. And I make coffee. I like my chocolate. I like my hamburger. I like my waffles. And I like the smell of my candles with a stokey wick that I make. Smells great. So am I a robot? Or am I a human? What do you think? I'll do that thing with them. Sometimes I just laugh. What do you think? Whatever. The other ones are, but trying to argue their point. Like, jeez. Relax. Today's Friday. Go get a beer. Screw it. Life sucks. Your life sucks. My life sucks. And you want to push your thing because it sucks. Is that it? Or is it something else? Just let it go. Bye. Goodbye. Have a great Friday. I'm saying goodbye now. So have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't go nuts with the Christmas gift. Think about it. If you celebrate Christmas, think about it. What are you giving it to? What's for? There's some meaning behind it. Even though the person who receives it, I don't get it. Same. And you explain it to them, they don't get it. Who cares? Your intention. What is your intent? That's what it's about. So, have a great day, have a great weekend, and I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.